Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this July 12th, 2023. It is 3 o'clock on your dial, and at 3:30, we're going to welcome in Kim Shields from Encourage. Kim's going to bring in some guests from Speak Your Peace. We'll talk to Kurt and Kim about this one. We're looking forward to talking with them. Right now in studio, some of our favorite people. We have Stephen and Katrina Hittner from Family Natural Foods. Good afternoon, you two.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
How's it going over there? How's everybody at the shop?
Great.
I mean, I think everyone's doing good.
Yeah,
good,
it's summertime. Good. Like,
there's always something going on, but there's just that fun busyness in the air, and it's always fun working with people. And like, a lot more people from the lakes will come, or maybe this is their second home that we've had a lot of, you know, fun conversations with, too, and we only get to see them certain times of the year.
Yeah, there's some snowbirds.
Like Sand Valley folks.
It seems like snowbirds, like ones that are flying in at this time, are kind of flying a little slow if they got in July. There's at least one gentleman who winters out of state, and I just, you know, maybe he was in a couple weeks earlier, but I just saw him for the first time about a week or two ago, and I was like, oh yeah, like
we're seeing
some of these folks that we only see certain times of year, so that's kind of a fun thing.
It's awesome.
It's great.
It's that time of year, and certainly we know that this time of year there's a lot happening, a lot going on. Let's start right there. What's happening over at the shop?
So you had to deal with me earlier, right?
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing back at you.
I know. So I'm going to throw something at you. Well, we think you probably are going to need some energy today.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have you try this. It's a chewable. It's a Terry Natural chewable. It's a ginseng. We're going to talk more about it in a little bit.
It's pretty cool stuff, though. I usually do two or three.
Okay.
So, you know, feel free to try one, see if you like the taste of it, then maybe try two.
And the reason why we're going to talk about it towards the end of our segment, we want to see if you notice some energy differences in that whole, like, 25 minutes. So that's going to be one of our talking points at the towards the end. So this is just getting you pre-game ready.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, you know, you're going to have things to do this evening, et cetera.
I'm going to need this.
We didn't want you to fall asleep during this program.
I got no sleep. I appreciate it. I got no sleep last
night. You got to talk to Kim after this. That's very important.
Yeah.
You got to be on your game.
Thank you for looking out like you guys always do for me.
It's not just about us. It's about, you know.
I want to tell you more about ginseng, but I want to wait because we're going to talk about it. But.
I will mention right away, great taste.
Yeah.
It's got a really nice taste to it. I didn't know what to expect, and I enjoyed the taste of it, actually. I enjoyed that.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah, and they dissolve really. Like, you can chew them a little bit, but they also just dissolve really quickly.
Yeah, yes, yes. I noticed that. I would say not exactly like Tums, but a little similar to that. A little like that. I got a little of that to it.
The size and the shape or something. It's sort of reminiscent, but it's got... we'll get into the details on it.
I'm sorry. I'm getting ahead of myself.
Yeah, we're all excited.
It's easy to do.
We're also just throwing this at you in a different way. Like, try this. We want to see.
I like it.
But
change it up a little bit.
What's happening things other than getting James some extra energy right now?
I'm going to get some extra energy.
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, we all got to be here. We should chat a little bit about Wild Theory, which is a Wisconsin-based organic hemp company. Well, they're out of the Madison area, but they're using Wisconsin-based hemp. And we've had such good success with it. Mm-hmm. We have, it's a gummy variety. It's a higher strength. And people have just been into it, like noticing, I'm sleeping better. I have less stress. My joints aren't hurting. Like the trifecta. Almost everybody has all those issues going on.
My sister in Madison, I've heard of this company because of my sister, and she's told me how it's been really big there. And one of the things that they've noticed is a lot of our veterans, a lot of our former, you know, VVA, our current VVAF members are that using it.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's been one that's great. I like to mention it because it's on sale. This month in July on sale, and it's just a great company doing good things, again, using, like, quality hemp, you know, researching to find what's the latest and greatest in the industry, and they're bringing it here to the state of Wisconsin.
They make a really cool sleep formula, too, so if you're using it more for sleep, which is kind of where I like hemp, like, I'll enjoy the other benefits of it, but I'll use it at night because it helps me sleep, too. So, like, they made one which has extra CBN. So we've all heard of CBD. CBD is great. for all these different things. It also helps with sleep. But CBN is part of the hemp plant as well, and it's specifically really good for sleep. I think an N is in nighttime.
If
that helps you, that's how I remember.
That did help.
Yeah, but the CBN, they put like a clinically studied amount, so a good amount in there with CBD. And that combination, for some people, you know, they've said, like, I've had a couple people come in and say, like, oh, I've tried everything for sleep, you know, and nothing works or whatever. Kind of like a James, probably. Maybe it's your twin that came in.
Yep.
It sounds familiar to you.
It does. Right? It does.
And, you know, they've tried this and it's worked. And, you know, sleep stuff is tricky because everybody's a little different. And I kind of just tell people, you got to try things, see what works, and, you know, go from there. So, yeah, that. But like Katrina said, they're on sale this month. And Wild Theory has been a nice company to work with. It's great to have, you know, Wisconsin companies.
And if I can piggyback on this, and this actually come up a little bit later when we're talking energy drinks and stuff, or energy in general, because I want to bring that up. when it comes to most things nowadays, we've all been old enough to where we see the ads for restless leg syndrome, and side effects may include your legs fall off. Right. Like, wait, what the, you know, we get that. I always like bringing this up with CBDs. They're the side effects. We can give those to you right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Short list.
Yeah. There is nothing there. Yeah. There might be, every person is different. Mm-hmm. So anything that you're taking, I don't care if it's a gumball you're eating, it can affect you differently than somebody else.
Yeah.
But that's the point, is that so much of this stuff is versatile and applies to different people differently.
Mm-hmm.
I think of friends of mine that use it, and one of them is a former vet, is a veteran.
Great.
And for her, it changed her life. It was a game changer. Now, her husband, he tried it, and he's not a former, he struggles with sleep too, but he is not a former soldier or anything, and it just didn't work for him.
Yeah.
So she uses it, but he doesn't.
Yeah.
They're, you know, they're in the same house. They've been together for 30 years or something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, they practically share DNA, but it's different for each other. It's different people, different things. With this, though, unlike certain things, we ask you to try it. There's no harm, no foul.
Yep.
You try it, doesn't work. You know, and it's not even that expensive too. So there's that part of it too.
Yeah. It's a great product, and definitely encourage people, especially while it's on sale, to come in and check it out or ask more questions and come into the store. We're happy to do that.
I think the energy's kicking in.
Okay.
I just noticed I was rambling, and it's your show. This is your guys' time to talk.
That's
and
right.
I was rambling.
Well, this one does.
Another thing. No, don't.
This chewable form, you notice it quicker. So
versus a capsule form.
Yep. So that's good. That's good feedback already. Maybe we should have waited a little longer.
Well, I don't notice it as like a crazy
energy.
Yeah,
I don't feel that. Yes.
It's more of like a focused energy, which
is more important. I think it's more when people are looking for energy. That's what they're looking for.
Right, exactly. Okay, a couple other little things. Just a brief information or public announcement. I don't think public announcement is a good word.
Yeah,
Stephen doesn't know where I'm going with this one. Yeah, you know, there's still ticks out there. I've had a lot of people getting the little ticks. So just, we've got great tick spray or tick tests, which we've talked about before, that can test that tick to see if there's,
send the tick in.
Lyme disease or anything.
The tick has Lyme's. Then there's a question that maybe you got it from the tick.
Right.
We have those for sale.
And then
we got some good bug sprays, good natural bug sprays.
And poison ivy is another one. We've had a couple people recently getting poison ivy or coming in, and we have great, whether it's a soap or an ointment or like something you take internally to help with poison ivy. Poison ivy is not fun.
No.
But we've got some great
ways to
avoid
it, first of all.
Try to avoid it.
But keep an eye out. I was walking through the field. Jamie, who's been on the radio here with us, works at our store. She's got a lovely piece of land, beautiful. And she's really into herbalism. We kind of got into that a little bit on the radio when she was with us. But she has all these great herbs, you know, just weeds, basically.
Yeah.
Most people would call them weeds. But, you know, like they're growing on her land, and they're medicinal herbs. And so we were walking around looking at these herbs. And we were trying to find valerian, which is good for sleep, amongst other things. And it was way out there. And I'd never seen valerian growing in the wild. So I was like, oh, yeah, let's go check it out. And I was walking out, and I was like, looking down at my feet, like I kind of constantly do when I'm walking in the woods. And I was like, that looks like poison ivy. And she's like, oh, yeah, I think that is. And so we kind of like tried to skirt around. I mean, we were all like, I was wearing long pants and everything. So like, I don't think anyone ended up getting poison ivy, but like it's out there and you just kind of got to keep your eyes out. And like Katrina said, you know, try to avoid getting it. And if you have any, if you get any of it, we certainly got stuff that's tried and tested by mostly your husband, I think, has tried all of these things. And you know it works the best.
I do. Yeah. You can ask me. He has some special, he's like, I would make this formula this way. Like he's got ways.
He's tested a little too much.
Too much, unfortunately. Poor guy. Mm-hmm. So speaking of summer, you know, poison ivy, hopefully you're going to avoid it. But we wanted to just highlight a Van Foss oils and vinegar. Ooh. We're going to have you do another tasting today. It is one of our favorite summertime balsamics. Mm. Mm. And we just left it as just the balsamic. It's mango.
Ooh,
and
nice.
My favorite, and I meant to grab it, and I didn't this because I was on radio and I didn't think about it this morning. Yeah. I'm sorry, I was busy on radio.
No, yeah, it's understandable. Understandable. That job is very important.
Yes, very tiring.
Yes, so tiring. But dipping watermelon in it or like drizzling watermelon on it.
Yeah, or just a fruit salad. Mm. But think of that when you try it because like you'd go great on a regular, you know, lettuce salad. Yeah.
And a little bit goes a long ways. Like you don't need so much. You need just that little bit on, like drizzled on watermelon or like Stephen's saying, like a salad or a slaw.
Fruit salad,
it's
yeah.
It's just the best for summer.
Mm.
Summertime, it's like smells good.
Ooh. That's a vinegar?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Are you sure?
It's like a sweet.
Did you mix up the label? That doesn't taste like a vinegar.
I know. It's, it's not
I'm not even trying to sell this. Like I generally don't. Are you sure that this is a vinegar? Did you mislabeled it? It didn't taste like your normal vinegars.
Right.
No.
Now I'm getting a little of the vinegar taste.
Yeah.
It takes a minute, though. You get a nice aftertaste, and then the vinegar kind of comes in, and it's not even that heavy.
Mm-hmm. No, it's got that kind of tartness at the end, which really would go nicely with, like, watermelon, like Katrina said.
Yes, yeah.
And you know, like, what's fun about these is you can come into the store and try this. We'll give you a little spoon, and you can taste them, and you can see if you like it. And, you know, the thing that we love about selling Van Foss oils and vinegars is I've never had a customer buy one that they didn't like because they always try it first. So you can come in. You know, like if it's summertime and your sister's visiting from out of town or something, we always have the most fun when there's like two people, like a best friend and a friend, you know, like.
I had like six the other day where they all I'm getting spoons out to everybody. It was a
nice.
It's like a little party over there. And then you can kind of compare notes and like people get ideas like, oh, I would use this with like fish, or I would do like this. Actually, this mango balsamic would be great with fish as well.
Salmon. I bet that'd be really good on salmon.
Salmon or like a tilapia or something. Like I could just, you know, you could go different directions with these things, but it's just sort of a fun thing to taste test. And, you know, if you're just sort of like, you got somebody visiting from out of town, or you just got your neighbor that you hang out with every day, and you're kind of like, hey, what do we want to do today? I don't know. Well, like, come on in and try some oils and vinegars.
And make a really good meal.
Yeah. Yeah. You'll just, like, you'll get some inspiration, and you'll, like, go home with some new flavors that you know you like. It's not when you buy something at the grocery store and you're like, this looks good. Like, the label looks nice.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's good.
Great.
Maybe it's bad. I don't know.
You can have an adventure.
Yeah.
You can have an adventure at your kitchen table.
Yeah.
It is getting these different foods, different things that you haven't had before and stuff, and try it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. So other things about summer.
Yeah.
Sometimes we get sunburn.
Mm-hmm.
And we often, like a lot of us know, that you use aloe vera, right, to put
so
on your
good.
Skin.
Yep.
It's
so
really
great.
Good for nourishing those sunburn, that sunburned skin, which I know you've never dealt with, but majority of us German and Polish here have. And so Steve and I wanted to just give a little bit of information of not just using aloe for skin. It is absolutely amazing
it's great.
For your skin
and
health.
It's a good reminder, you know, like if you're out in the sun a little bit, it's probably a good idea to just have some aloe on hand. Like, I end up using it sometime. And maybe in the middle of winter when I burn myself on the stove, like, also aloe is great. And you need it around. You don't want to, like, have to go out to the store and shop for it at that point. So, you know, have some, like, aloe vera gel on hand.
And fun fact, put it in the fridge because then it's cold.
Oh, yeah,
and when
that's
you're
nice.
When you have a sunburn, right, you're hot and your skin is hot, you put it on, it's extra cooling. So, little fun fact about aloe.
I'm usually on the outside looking in with these things and a bit of a student with you guys and learning this stuff, but I don't want to brag, but I actually know a little bit about aloe and that.
Okay.
And by that, I mean my mother knows a lot about aloe and taught me certain things. I quick story, just to speak to the powers of aloe and everything, because growing up, while we didn't have a lot, there was always an aloe plant.
Yeah.
And I didn't understand why necessarily until I got older, and my mom told me why. But part because I was I burned myself from time to time, and I got things like that. But when I was a kid, I had another kid burn me with a cigarette. And it was right on my arm, and my mom and my nana immediately put aloe on it. And now you can't even see where it was.
You can't
even tell. Yeah. Like, it's just a little indent on my arm. And granted, that I was like 8 or 9 or whatever when it happened. It was a long time ago, so it's had a chance to heal.
Yeah.
But that wouldn't, I don't think it would, I think there'd still be, I know there'd still be a bit of a scar there without the aloe. It's such a...
super nourishing. It heals incredible. Your skin. Yeah, it's great.
And you started off with talking about summer and everything. Aloe is one of those things, one of the first things I think of was summer. And I think because of the burns and a lot of that, I don't know if it's that or not, but it's such a summer plant to me.
Agreed.
I think the thing that we wanted to remind people of is you know how well it heals your skin. James, you just gave an amazing example of that. But it also heals your body from the inside, too. So, like, if you have, like, acid reflux or something that's burning...
Burning
your skin inside your body. And it's a little bit hot, you know, acid. It has that sensation. You go for a little aloe vera, and it's very cooling, very soothing, very healing, just like it would be a sunburn, a burn from acid reflux in your, you know...
Internally.
And similarly, just basically through your whole body. Like, I'm just starting at the top, and we're working our way down you know, like aloe will improve your digestion. It's not like some of the acid reflux drugs, which, you know, kind of cut your acid production, which makes it hard for your body to digest food and, you know, adds, you know, insult to injury, you know, in other ways. You might make you feel better for a few minutes. But aloe will actually improve your digestion, your whole digestive tract. It's good for, you know, your small intestine, your large intestine. It helps manage blood sugar. And I think everyone, you know, has a little bit of, you know, could always use a little support with blood
sugar. Absolutely.
And that's a great, you know, side benefit, let's call it.
It's helping your, like, internal pH, right? So we have our pH in our system. It helps balance your pH and just helps with overall, like Stephen was saying, kind of digestion, whether it's like bowel movements and just like healing the guts. If your gut's like leaking and such, helps with that. But another one that I thought was really fun is that it helps the absorption of your nutrients. So say you take a multivitamin that, right, has B's and C's and so on. You're taking it with your aloe, or your aloe maybe within an hour of that time frame. You will absorb more nutrients that you are eating, or capsule, you know, that multivitamin, you will absorb.
It's improving your digestion.
Yeah.
And so, like, if you improve your digestion, that healthy food you're eating or your multivitamin, it all works better.
My mom is a gigantic fan of your dad and mom and loves your store and all that. I know she likes you guys, but you really won her over right now with this segment, because I don't think she knew that. I don't want to, you know, God help me, I don't want to talk for my Jewish mother. But I feel like she would have brought this up if she had known that it can help internally just as much.
You can teach your mother something, James. That's somebody who works at a library. That's a statement.
It means something. It stands for something. That is really cool. That is very interesting. Yeah. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's also good similarly for like your immune system. I don't know. Do you ever?
It's got antiviral properties, and it really improves helps with infection. So that's like how it can improve your immune system too, right? Today, earlier, we were talking about probiotics and how that's great for digestion and good for, you know, improving your immune system. Similarly, aloe is that, and anyone can take aloe. My 2-year-old at one point was just drinking it too, like, oh, I don't mind it. And I was like, yeah, get it, girl.
Drink that. It's a good kit.
But aloe, I mean, there's endless, and we love this one aloe.
We sell a lot of it too. We have it in capsules, we have it in liquid, we have a concentrate. Obviously, we have aloe vera gel. And like Katrina said, we like this company. Basically, I think our grandfather started working with the same company, the same individual. He's out of Wisconsin. He obviously grows it in, I don't know, Arizona or New Mexico, something like that. But he's done this for years. He was one of the pioneers in aloe. And we're sort of fortunate that he is based in Wisconsin. I think he's been on the radio, hasn't he?
I think he has a while ago.
It was a while ago.
I will have to repost the picture that we have of Stephen and I with the gentleman who started it that worked with our grandfather and our dad.
And our dad,
We've had... We have a great photo of him.
We've sold other aloes, and they never worked as well.
Nope.
There's a lot of aloes, you know, you can get everywhere, you know, wherever, gas station probably nowadays. But his philosophy is just make sure it's not diluted. And he said a lot of aloe veras are diluted. They water them down. Mm. And for whatever reason, there's not good regulations on that. And he says, I'm not doing anything special. I'm just giving you the real aloe vera. And you can taste it when you taste his aloe. Mm-hmm. And you can feel the difference as you, like I said, we sell a lot of it. And people, they start using it and they get good results that come back for it. It's not expensive either, which I think is wonderful. For all the benefits it has, it's, you know, like, $15-$12 it's I don't know what it is.
Yeah, $12-$13 I think.
Yeah, for a month's supply.
Worth the shot. Worth the try.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Got a couple minutes left.
Let's do a brief on, let's see, electrolytes briefly and leg cramps, and then we'll circle back with ginseng.
Okay.
That's a lot to fit in,
That's
but we can do
good.
It.
We can do it.
We can do it.
So yeah, electrolytes, kind of a last reminder for everybody. We talked about it earlier in the spring and early summer, but it's hot out. It's really dry. I know a couple of days ago when we had all that wind, like 2 days ago or something it was like 90 degrees and windy. I just felt dry. I couldn't drink enough water.
Yes.
And later in the day, I realized, hey, it's not just the water. It's electrolytes I'm losing. You lose electrolytes just normally. But if you're sweating, you lose them even more. So it's important to have electrolytes on hand and to use them when you're mowing the lawn, when you're going for a bike ride, when you're just sitting around your house sweating or not sweating. Electrolytes make a big difference. And part of that that we wanted to touch on is, you know, a lot of people have a tendency towards leg cramps. And this actually is true in the wintertime, the summertime, any time of year. A lot of times leg cramps can be kind of resolved by getting more electrolytes.
Yeah.
It's just basically your body needing these minerals. You know, that's why some people say, oh, eat a banana, get some potassium, which works too. You know, that helps. Potatoes have potassium too. But, you know, having some electrolytes that you can drink, adding it to your water, and we have a lot of them that don't have extra sugar or food coloring or artificial flavors. It's just the electrolytes. And we do have ones that are in packets with different flavors, natural flavors. So you can do it different ways, but we just wanted to remind people, make sure you stay hydrated out there. And part of hydration is definitely drinking lots of water, but also getting these electrolytes that we need in the summertime. And for anyone with leg cramps, start there. That's a great place to start.
And we've talked about electrolytes before. I cannot talk about them enough. Great, good thing to mention.
Yeah.
So how are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I feel very good. I feel very awake. But more than that, I don't feel like jittery awake. Like, I've never been an energy drink guy, but a long time ago, I think when those first started to rise up, I was working construction at the time, and I had rehearsals at night and getting up at 5 a.m. to go get out into the lot and everything, and needed something. So I tried those energy drinks, and a couple of things I really hated. One, the drop down.
Yeah.
As soon as it stopped working, I was done. I was beat. I'd never been before. Mm-hmm. I hated the gut rot. I hated what it did to my gut. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I never found one that I liked the taste of.
Yeah. Sure.
But I also felt like it was never real energy. It was like fake energy.
Yeah.
We all know what an artificial thing tastes like as opposed to a cherry, and then artificial cherry.
Yep.
You can tell the difference.
Yeah.
There was something about the energy drinks to me, and not talking, you know, to each their own, but for me, that just didn't taste like real energy.
Yep. Yeah.
What I found, what was very helpful, was things like this, ginseng and that, and in part because you guys have taught me this already.
Yeah.
I didn't learn this on my own. You guys taught me this.
Yeah.
It's a very different kind of energy. Mm-hmm. It's very natural. It's a very much more organic kind of thing that I'm feeling, where it's not the jittery and, oh, I'm going to go ahead and, I'm going to get some cleaning done. Everybody, you guys go ahead and do the show. You're doing all right. All right. I'm going to go over here now. I'll talk to you later. Like, it's not that. It's more of just, I feel focused.
Yeah.
I feel very locked in.
Well, and he's going to have to tell us more about it in like a couple more hours too.
Yeah. I'll text you guys later.
How is that going?
So what we did is we put these small tubes. We brought one in today that has 7 chewable tablets, and we put these on sale at the store. They're 30% off for the month of July, and we want people to come in and try it, to kind of, you know, challenge themselves to see if they can get that natural energy like you're talking about, James, without stimulants, without caffeine, without sugar, and they can feel better. And they'll know within a tube of these. Like I said, I usually do 2. Some people do three or four. It kind of depends how depleted, how much energy you really need. If you've been doing that coffee and energy drinks, you might need to start out with taking, you know, chewing a couple extras of these.
Yeah.
But it gets people results and it gets them quickly. And it's such a nice thing. And with it, especially with it being on sale, but even with it not being on sale, it's cheaper than buying energy drinks.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Energy drinks, you know, people kind of rely on them.
Mm-hmm.
At a certain point, even coffee, you go to the coffee shop, and coffee shops are nice. So you can enjoy that.
Sure,
you know,
sure.
We have a lot of nice local coffee shops. So I'm not saying anything wrong with coffee shops, but you can spend a lot of money on stimulants is what
yes,
I'm saying.
Yes, yes.
And they're rarely a sustainable way to get energy. So if you find yourself relying on them for energy, not just enjoyment, it's time to try something like ginseng,
yeah,
an adaptogen,
mm-hmm, yeah,
and see how it works for you. You know, take a little more, take a little less, play around with it. Very safe, has lots of other benefits.
Tons. Mm-hmm. We're just talking
that's where
one
we can,
thing.
You know, start with the energy, and then we can tell you all about the other stuff in
right,
a future show. I think we have even on ginseng.
Mm-hmm.
And we have other adaptogens that are also good for energy, too. But this one is the one we wanted to feature. It's easy. Everybody can enjoy it. It's chewable.
It's perfect timing, too.
Yeah.
There's just recent articles about some of these energy drinks that they've been lying to people about how much is in them. And there's like 15 times the amount of a soda in some of these. And you just look at it and it already kills the lining of your stomach, let alone once you drink it and stuff.
Yeah.
Good timing bringing that up.
Yep.
And a good idea to try because, again, like almost all of these things we're talking about, no harm, no foul. You try it, doesn't work. Thank you for trying.
I mean, this one has a money back guarantee. So
see, there you
know,
go.
Not only is it 30% off, but if you know for some reason it doesn't work, bring it back.
But I feel I put money on this stuff. Yeah. I mean, I believe that it's going to work for you. I think you give it a chance and you go ahead and find out for yourself by visiting our friends at Family Nature Foods at 910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. You can give them a call anytime, 423-3120. Be sure to bookmark their webpage, familynaturalfood.com, and follow them on social media. It is a great follow. I wish we had more time, you guys.
I
never have enough time.
No,
thank you so much.
Thanks, James.
Appreciate
you.
And we'll talk real soon. Take care.
Yeah.
We'll come back with some more Midday Magazine right here at WFHR.